Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some bad beer right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM only with the gold of loud. Burning up the night, then I sing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with the good time crowd. Making life count.
AM stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
This is a special report from ABC News, The Courts and Trump. I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on the scope of presidential immunity and if it should apply to former President Trump for acts while in office. His attorneys argue that Trump should have absolute immunity from prosecution in the special counsel's election interference case. That decision could impact Trump's other criminal cases. ABC News contributor Kate Shaw on what the lower court rulings tell us so far.
The special counsel has arguments that really sound in constitutional structure. We were never supposed to have a king. A president is subject to law, even if a king is not.
In New York City, Donald Trump is attending his hush money criminal trial, where former National Enquirer owner David Pecker was back on the stand. He testified about an agreement he made with Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, and Trump during his 2016 run for presidency to squash any negative stories about Trump, including alleged affairs with an adult film star and Playboy model. This is ABC News. A milestone in Baltimore after last month's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after being struck in the harbor. The first cargo ship passing through a newly opened deep water channel. The port expected to be fully reopened by the end of May. A new survey says more Americans say retirement is not in the cards.
More than a quarter of Americans over age 50 who've not yet retired tell an AARP survey they don't think they'll ever retire. That same survey found that one in five adults in that age group do not have any retirement savings, and the average credit card balances are going up among older adults. 12% in that group say they're carrying $20,000 or more. There is some optimism, though. The survey found that 33% of the respondents believe their financial situation will be better in a year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The NFL draft is tonight in Detroit. The Chicago Bears expected to choose number one pick Caleb Williams, the quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy at USC. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you pick up a new pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bosch Icon wiper blades have up to a 40% longer life than other premium wiper blades. The professional parts people will even install them for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high-pressure system continues to sit overhead today, keeping us happy under sunny skies and highs soaring to the mid-60s. Winds begin to get a little feisty tonight as showers and thunderstorms strike us tomorrow. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 58.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A dog saved the day for a family in Oconomowoc. Ted Allen has more.
The Western Lakes Fire Department says when a fire broke out at the home of the dog's family Tuesday afternoon, the pup broke down a gate to run upstairs and alert a family member with a baby. When the family member saw the fire downstairs, they grabbed the baby and the dog and fled the burning home safely. Firefighters quickly brought the blaze under control. Its cause is unknown.
Attorney General Josh Call is pressing Congress to protect IVF treatment. Call yesterday signed on with AGs from 20 other states on a letter to Congress asking them to act to protect the procedure. Call says a federal law is necessary after an Alabama court said frozen embryos fall under the state's abortion law. And a Madison firefighter faces drug charges. Police arrested firefighter Trevor Wiggins earlier this month. He's accused of dealing coke inside of one of the fire stations. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Every day, millions of people rely on natural gas for cooking, heating, and a whole lot more. It's clean, safe, reliable, and convenient. Natural gas is delivered directly to homes and businesses through a network of underground pipelines. It's important to know that you may live or work near a natural gas pipeline even if you don't use it. The pipeline system that transports natural gas has an excellent safety record. Pipelines are regularly tested and problems seldom occur. But there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325. With your help, the natural gas pipelines can remain safe, sound, and underground. For more safety information, visit WeEnergies.com.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Residents in the city of Durand may be experiencing tinted water over the next few days as crews continue with fire hydrant flushing throughout the city. Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis told the council at last night's meeting that even though the water is tinted, it's still safe and that residents should just run the cold water for a few minutes to allow the water to clear. He also recommended that residents do not do laundry when crews are flushing hydrants in their neighborhoods. Meanwhile, City Administrator Rasmussen told the council that he would be attending tonight's Durand Rural Fire Department meeting, as the department will be discussing the possible formation of a fire district with the City of Durand Fire Department. Middle school students at Durand, Arkansas Middle School learned about different parts of agriculture yesterday during the annual Ag Day that is organized by the Durand, Arkansas FFA chapter. Students went through 12 different stations learning about livestock care, farm equipment, grain bin safety, and even how drones are used in agriculture. Grand Arkansas FFA President Eddie Weinzerl says it's a chance to get students excited about agriculture.
We want younger kids to feel like excited when they get to high school, so then we have more people interested in joining FFA. Like they see the drone flying around and be like, whoa, I didn't think stuff like that would be a part of farming. Maybe I want to go into a field like that. And our FFA chapter can hopefully like push them into that field better.
Weinzerl also says Ag Day gives FFA members a chance to meet and mentor middle school students. It's a not guilty plea from the man accused of killing a woman and leaving her body in a suitcase in Chippewa County. Jose Dominguez Garcia was in court yesterday to enter his plea. He's accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend back in 2020 and leaving her body in a suitcase at an abandoned farmhouse along County Road T, just north of Eau Claire. Dominguez Garcia's trial is scheduled for now to begin next March. It looks like there will be layoffs coming when Genio closes its plant in western Wisconsin. The company announced plans back in January to end turkey harvesting at the plant in Barron. This month, Genio said 38 people would lose their jobs. The company says everyone who works in harvesting at the plant will have an opportunity to apply for other jobs. If they don't get one of those jobs, they will be let go. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get paid, at least not yet. The WIAA yesterday rejected a name, image, and likeness proposal. WIAA officials say NIL is coming to high school sports and suggested the proposal as a way to stay ahead of any new laws or lawsuits. But local athletic directors say the proposed rules didn't work and there were just too many unanswered questions. Both the WIAA and local school leaders expect NIL to come back in the future. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Motorists traveling along Highway 10 should be on the lookout for extra traffic today as the 100 miles of thrift sales on Highway 10 starts today. There will be thrift sales along Highway 10 from Ellsworth to Neillsville starting today through Saturday. Those participating in the thrift sales are reminded to be on the lookout for farm equipment as spring planting has now begun in western Wisconsin. And also slow down in the Highway 10 construction zone between Durand and the Pierce-Pepin County line. A River Falls man has been arrested after leading authorities on a chase through multiple counties. According to Lake Halley Police, officers attempted to pull over Anthony Ledsma after spotting Ledsma driving a pickup truck with out-of-date license plates. Ledsma refused to pull over and led officers on a chase through Eau Claire and Trempealeau counties. He was finally stopped with the use of a tire deflation device. A further investigation found that the truck that Ledsma was driving was stolen and that he had an arrest warrant from California. There's opposition to a new homeless center in downtown Eau Claire. Rose Johnson, the owner of Offbeats Violin and Guitar Studio, said she wants to be compassionate, but the city's planned homeless day center would be right next door to her business. She's worried it would scare customers away. Eau Claire is looking for a place that people who are experiencing homelessness can use during the day to get help that they need. The Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council is driving the project and has raised nearly $1 million to make it happen. Johnson says she fears a homeless day center will mean an influx of drugs and other crime to the downtown. The University of Wisconsin La Crosse's top official is taking the first steps towards removing a faculty member who had been fired from his job as chancellor over his fledgling porn career. Former Chancellor Joe Gao said Wednesday that interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan has filed three charges against him on March 29th, accusing him of unethical conduct, failing to cooperate with an investigation, and using UW-La Crosse computers to produce pornographic material. Now, officials from UW-La Crosse and the University of Wisconsin have not commented on the story. A Minnesota milk company will make a big donation to a Rochester food bank. Kemp's has given 80,000 cartons of shelf-stable milk to Channel 1 Regional Food Bank. The milk does not require refrigeration and can last for a year versus 3 weeks for refrigerated milk. The company plans to make another donation of milk to the food bank later this year. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Wisconsin is the fifth least gambling-addicted state in the U.S. The report by Wallet Hub used data like the number of casinos, lottery sales, and adults with gambling disorders. Utah is the least gambling-addicted state, followed by Alaska and Vermont. No surprise that Nevada, along with South Dakota and Montana, have the most gambling addiction. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A high-pressure system continues to sit overhead today, keeping us happy under sunny skies and highs soaring to the mid-60s. Winds begin to get a little feisty tonight as showers and thunderstorms strike us tomorrow. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 58.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The 2024 NFL Draft is here. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Round one kicks off tonight in Detroit, where the Bears hold the first overall pick and are expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams. The Packers have the 25th pick in the first round tonight, 11 selections overall. GM Brian Gutekunst said the draft class will be very important to this team.
The guys we bring in, they're going to play a huge impact on how our season goes this year. And the guys we bring in this year have to be prepared for that. They have to be able to fit into to Matt's process and what he wants to do and buy into the culture. And that's one of the things I think I feel really good about right now is just, you know, not only the culture that we have, how strong it's become, but the willingness for all those guys to compete and when new competition comes in to embrace that.
Brewers edged the Pirates 3-2 in Pittsburgh last night, ending their two-game losing streak. The Brewers scored two of their runs when Rhys Hoskins was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, and Blake Perkins followed with a bases-loaded walk.
Blake's not swinging the bat in the last three or four days the way he had earlier in the season.
and to contribute somehow just shows that he understands winning.
Pat Murphy's Brewers go for the split with a late morning start in Pittsburgh today. Badger basketball coach Greg Gard speaking with reporters in Madison before last night's season-ending reception at the Kohl Center. He said fans shouldn't be upset with Chucky Hepburn and A.J. Storr for departing, saying times are changing.
It's changed, so we have to change. And the biggest part of it, it's become much more of a business orientation, and you have to approach it with that mindset. You can't take the comings and goings personal. That will wear you out if you do that. Yes, we love the guys that are here. We help them all we can, but we understand they have choices.
Gard said the only thing that's going to change NIL and the transfer portal just a bit is contracts that both the players and teams need to commit to. High school athletes in Wisconsin will remain prohibited from profiting off of their name, image, and likeness after member schools voted down a proposal to adopt NIL language, 219 to 170. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Love is set to contend for his first Xfinity Series title. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to know for racing fuel. The race off from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Jesse Love is the most recent winner in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, taking the checkered flag last Saturday in Talladega. The win comes in his rookie season with his Richard Childress Racing team and locks him into the 12-driver playoffs. Love says being locked in will allow him to change up the way he races going forward.
I can just kind of go for broke more often, run a little bit harder in practice, run a little bit harder in qualifying, just run harder in the race and take more chances. Now that I know if I wreck out, who cares? Like, I was going for the win.
And Love will be one of 4 drivers eligible for the final $100,000 Dash for Cash bonus this Saturday in Dover, joining Riley Herbst, Anthony Alfredo, and last week's bonus winner, Ryan Sieg. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Something underground is tearing up your yard. Is it a mole or a vole? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's how to tell the difference between these two critters as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
We'll be right back.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing is more irritating to a homeowner than seeing volcano-shaped piles of dirt in the lawn or bare trails in the grass. These are signs of mole and vole activity. Moles have paddle-like front claws, no visible ears, and tiny eyes. Voles resemble mice but have shorter tails and smaller ears. Kelly McGowan is an Extension Horticulture Field Specialist at the University of Missouri. She says another way to distinguish between the two is by what they eat.
Think of the word mole. It starts with an M. So moles are meat eaters, which means that they feed on things in the soil, whether it be grubs or earthworms or insects, things like that. Voles start with a V, so they're vegetarian. So they're going to feed on plants, mainly the underground portion of plants. So that would mainly be the root system.
She says the best method for keeping moles under control is setting a mole trap in an active run. It often looks like there are a ton of moles out there, but these critters are solitary. If you trap one or two, you pretty much have the problem under control. Voles like to hide in heavy mulch and weeds and make trails through the grass or snow. They have golf ball-sized exit holes in their tunnels. Because they're at the bottom of the food chain, they don't come out into the open very often, but you can trap them too.
Just kind of old-fashioned mouse traps work well with voles, and you can put peanut butter, cheese in there to kind of bait them. But don't just leave those mouse traps out in the open. You can put some kind of a covering over it because they don't like to feed in the open.
Learn more about moles and voles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
62 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday at the Mercantile Exchange. Double-digit gains in the milk markets as the trade doing a lot of short covering on the Class 3 milk side after the overreaction from yesterday's news that there were fragments of the HPAI virus in pasteurized milk, but the milk is still very safe to drink and the virus is basically dead after the pasteurization process. And so the trade now kind of going back the other way as May milk up 34 to 1812, June up 21 to 1812, July up 15 to 1846, August up 14 to 1866. Cheese markets were steady. Barrels at 177, 40-pound blocks at 174. Two trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 296 and three quarters, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 1/4 to 111 and a half. One trade on the day, rather, in dry whey up 1 1/4 to 38 and a quarter and four trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower today as the trade is still a little bit concerned about the HPAI virus. Box beef prices were mixed today, and that's also helping to still pressure some of the markets. Also, there was a report of an economic slowdown in the last quarter with the U.S. economy, and that's providing some pressure to the markets. Hog markets moving holding up mostly lower as traders discouraged by the export sales report. Early this year, trade export sales were twice as much as the 28,000 metric tons that was reported, and that has the trade a little bit nervous as well. April live cattle down 10 cents to 182, June down 22 cents to 175.02, August down 2 cents to 173.35. April feeder cattle up $1.77 to 244.87, May down 10 cents to 244, August down 45 cents to 255.85, May hogs down $1.35 to 96, June down 207 to 105.37. July down $1.65 to 108.20. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets and wheat markets are moving mostly higher today as nearby support does hold. The Daily Wire, though, was relatively quiet. Now, there's little change in the near term for South American weather with concerns still lingering, and that's supporting the corn markets. Soybeans mostly lower with broad product weakness as we see selling after fading from the nearby resistance levels yesterday. We still have Argentinian bushels coming in as well, along with Brazil's bushel in the South American harvest, so their export season will stay in high gear. Wheat markets moving mostly higher. The trade looks to consolidate at the upper end of the trading range with the sharp rally so far. The plains will see seasonal to above normal temperatures. Matif wheat prices are also holding their upper end of the trading range. May corn up 2.25 to 440, July up 3 to 450, 1.5, September up 2.5 to 460 and 3/4, new crop up 2.25 to 475, May beans down 6.25 to 1150, 9 3/4, July down 5.25 to 1176 and a quarter, August down 4.5 to 1179.5, new crop down 2 3/4 to 1171 3/4. Chicago wheat, May up 7.5 to 602, July up 7.25 to 620 1/4, Minneapolis wheat, May up 7 3/4 to 686 3/4, July up 8.5 to 694. Energy markets today, June crude oil down 35 cents to 82.46, July down 43 cents to 81.66, May gas down a cent to 272, June also down a cent at 269. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon at 2 here on WRDN.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The H-2A guest worker program is even more expensive to use. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
While some argue that the fentanyl crisis is a separate problem, the H-2A foreign guest worker program is now helping to fund solutions. At a recent hearing, Washington Representative Dan Newhouse questioned Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about recent budget changes that are impacting agricultural employers.
Based on recent DOL rulemakings that farmers across the country are burdened with, DOL appears to at least not understand or not fully appreciate the importance of the agricultural industry.
A question Newhouse put to Mayorkas directly.
Just real simply, do you believe that the ability of a nation to feed itself is inherently more secure than a nation that relies on imports to feed its citizens?
But what about the new rules?
Earlier this year, the USCIS finalized a new rule that would increase the cost to employers utilizing H-2A, among other programs. While I understand the purpose and the utility of a fee-based program, the rule as finalized is overly burdensome and costly to our nation's producers.
Newhouse says those new costs include a general filing increase and a $600 asylum program fee was adding required agricultural employers to pay for a program that they don't receive any benefit from.
Additionally, instead of just filling one form for all their workers, the final rule caps the number of employees that can be listed on each form at 25. There's no added benefit that I can see for this policy, and it only increases paperwork burdens and costs to ag employers.
Newhouse goes on to argue that it all comes down to pricing farmers out of the business, and also that will adversely affect the nation's food security. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Food and Drug Administration confirmed again this week pasteurization of milk consistent with the federal Grade A pasteurized milk ordinance does destroy harmful pathogenic bacteria and other microorganisms, including highly pathogenic avian influenza. The data cited by the FDA is consistent with other studies demonstrating that the legally required temperature and time for milk pasteurization will readily inactivate HPAI. Viral fragments detected after pasteurization are nothing more than evidence that the virus is dead and have zero impact on human health. Further, federal rules prohibit milk from sick cows from entering the food supply chain. The National Milk Producers Federation and International Dairy Foods Association encouraged FDA to continue to gather scientific data and information that is consistent with its plans. The FDA has also remained consistent in its vigilance against raw milk consumption. Raw milk is a key vehicle in the transmission of human pathogens. As the situation continues to evolve, the dairy organization strongly discouraged the consumption of raw milk. The Department of Agriculture has mandated testing for H5N1 of dairy cattle that cross state lines. The move is to protect the U.S. livestock industry from the threat of avian influenza. Before interstate movement, dairy cattle will be required to receive a negative test for influenza A virus at an approved National Animal Health Laboratory Network laboratory. Owners of herds in which dairy cattle test positive for interstate movement will then be required to provide information, including animal movement tracing. USDA has identified spread between cows within the same herd, spread from cows to poultry, spread between dairies associated with cattle movements, and cows without clinical signs that have tested positive. On April 16th, APHIS microbiologists identified a shift in an H5N1 sample from a cow in Kansas that could indicate the virus has an adaptation to mammals. USDA has not found changes to the virus that would make it more transmissible to humans and between people. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced major steps to promote the health of America's children through school meals. Nutrition standards for school meals will be gradually updated to include less sugar and flexibility with menu planning between the fall of 2025 and the fall of 2027. The department arrived at these changes after listening closely to public feedback and considering the latest science-based recommendations from the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. The new rule continues the work of the Biden administration to address both food and nutrition security. Vilsack says when we raise the bar for school meals and empowers our kids to achieve greater success inside and outside of the classroom, for the first time, added sugars will be limited in school meals nationwide. Schools, however, can continue offering flavored and unflavored milk, which provides essential nutrients children need, such as calcium, vitamin D, and potassium. Current nutrition standards for whole grains will not change. USDA Rural Development State Director Julie Lassa announced that the USDA will fund 19 clean energy projects across Wisconsin that are aiming to lower energy bills, expand access to domestic biofuels, and create new markets and job opportunities for Wisconsin farmers, small business owners, and agricultural producers. Now, Associated Milk Producers in Jim Falls will be using a $500,000 grant to install more efficient steam boilers. The project is expected to save over $146,000 per year. It'll save over 9 million kilowatt hours. That's 9% of the business's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 835 homes. The REAP program helps agriculture producers and rural small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, geothermal, and small hydropower energy and make energy efficiency improvements. The innovations then will help them increase their income. Since fiscal year 2021, USDA has announced in Wisconsin more than $14.5 million for 140 renewable energy and energy efficiency improvement projects. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Plenty of sunshine is expected today, but southerly winds will continue to increase throughout the day. Now, while we'll have warmer weather today, it does look like some showers and storms are expected to begin late tonight and through the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 60 to 65, relative humidities at 29 to 34%. Southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower late, lows 40 to 45, relative humidities at 67 to 72%. Southeast winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 90% chance of showers and storms. Highs 53 to 58, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. Southeast winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 40, anywhere from 3/10 to 5/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 65 to 70, southwest winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms. Highs 55 to 60. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain. Highs 55 to 60. And Tuesday, becoming sunnier. Chance of showers and storms. Highs 70 to 75.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. We're grown.
she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Taken, baby, I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Panthers.
From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living, every minute since you came around. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. Yeah. And they say when you know, and I know one thing for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you, can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. Yeah. You know, sometimes I dream about 55 years from now, gonna still be you and me, watching that sun going down. I still be stealing your kisses, I still be holding your hand, I still look at you and I pinch myself. Good Lord, I'm a lucky man. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you, can't imagine life without you. Take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you, can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good.
Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck, put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
According to friends, I tend to lose a part of me when my heart is on the mend. I'll be alright, it's safe to say, 'cause just like your love, this is only a phase. Well, I've been down this road a time or two. It's nothing. But your memory's taking second to a good book and a nice long bath. I must admit, it threw me at first, but I'm convinced I'm over the worst. Oh, I've been down this road a time or two. It's nothing.
Like a moth
to a flame. Mama raised me right, that just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on a honky tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind.